Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your New Year's greeting, wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, when we think of a new year, we often think of the dreaded New Year's resolution. Well, as you may have heard me say in the past before, I think resolutions as such are self-defeating. Because we end up making the same resolutions over and over and over again. Basically, we need to let the Holy Spirit show us areas that need change, and then we need to submit to the Holy Spirit to help us see change in those areas. We do that by looking into the Word of God and declaring the Word in our life concerning that need or that area that needs to be changed. And we daily commit that process to the Lord. He will lead us and guide us and show us and enable us and strengthen us to do what we need to do. So I'm really not going to talk to you about New Year's resolutions. We all need change. And that's what the Holy Spirit in our life is about. Constantly transforming us into that image of Jesus Christ. Any resolution separate and apart from becoming more like Christ is really futile. As we become more like Christ, all the other areas will see the change that they need. So, instead of dwelling on resolutions, I want to talk to you about what the Lord put on my heart for the new year. And that is that we need to watch and pray. Oh yes, a new year brings new possibilities. And I want to be really positive about starting over and do-overs and a second chance. All of those things are true. But this particular year begins a new season. You could say it began a while back, but the intensity of that season is ramping up. That sounds cryptical, but all I'm actually saying is darkness is at hand in terms of the world. But the light of God shows more brightly in those in whom Christ lives. And that's me, and that's you. If you've accepted Him as Savior and Lord, so we're not going to fear. But we're going to watch and we're going to pray. And I want to give you some scriptures about that. I'd like to begin with Matthew 26:41. Jesus, when he was about to be betrayed, is in the garden praying. Verse 40 says, "Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, 'What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.'" Now bear in mind, he said this to Peter, and I want you to think about what Peter did just a few hours later. He denied Christ. He needed to be watching and praying. He needed to be prepared for what was about to come upon him. Mark 13:31 says, Jesus speaking, he says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." Now he's speaking to the disciples of when He will return again. He says, "But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Take heed, watch and pray, for you do not know when the time is. It is like a man going to a far country, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to each his work, and commanded the doorkeeper to watch. Watch, therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, in the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning. Lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch." Look at Luke 21:34. Jesus is referencing the time of his coming again. And he says, "But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come upon you unexpectedly. For it shall come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Look at 1 Corinthians 16:13. It says, "Watch, stand fast in the faith. Be brave and be strong. Let all that you do be done with love." Watch, stand fast in the faith. Be brave, be strong. We've got to watch and pray, standing in what we know to be the truth. And that will enable us to be brave and strong. 1 Thessalonians 5:6 says, Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. And it began by saying, let us watch and be sober. You know the scripture that says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. We are not going to be devoured, because we are going to heed the admonition to watch. Revelation 3:1. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die. For I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard, hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. Now, this is important. He was speaking to the church at Sardis, that basically they had become spiritually dead. And he says, be watchful. Strengthen the things that you've got that aren't dead, and you'll let the Spirit revive you. Oh, we need to be revived. But that can only happen as we watch and pray and allow the Lord to move in us. As you face this new year, 2010, I cannot even believe that when I say it, know that the most important thing you can do, if you've already received Jesus as Savior and Lord of your life, is to allow him to speak to you as you watch and pray, to daily guide you into all things that you need to do, to daily speak to you concerning things that you don't need to do, to keep you from harm and danger. It's no time to fear, but it is time to be vigilant. It is time to watch and pray. Let's pray about this. Father, I thank you that you've brought us to the threshold of a new year. Lord, there's no time in you, but these years as they pass are very significant in our hearts and minds. And Lord, we know they do bring us closer to the soon coming of Jesus Christ. Lord, as we do face this, we ask that you strengthen our hearts and give us courage for the things that we will face in this year. Lord, help us to watch and pray. Let us not be caught off guard concerning anything, but let us be ready, Lord, for all things that will come into our lives in this year. Lord, we don't have to fear. We know that you're already in 2010, because time means nothing to you. Hold our hand, Father, as you always do. Guide us, keep us, strengthen us. Put a hedge of protection, care, and keeping around about us. Lord, we thank you that you're our God, whether it's 2009, 2010, or whether the clouds open and Christ appear and we be with him forever and eternity. Thank you that you have rebuked and exiled the devourer for our sake, so that only your word is manifest in and through us. It is in Jesus' name and his authority and under his blood that we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, we're about to face that big number, 2010. May your new year be blessed and directed by the Spirit. And may you watch and pray. I'm praying for you.